you know, somebody really needs money and they don't think that their credit's really great, they may try to do it online through a website that they may or may not do their due diligence.
Tammy Ward with the BBB in Pensacola says the case began with a consumer's inquiry about something called Cashier Club, on whose website was listed an address in Fort Walton Beach. But when contacted, the owner of the building reported they had not rented to a business by that name.
It actually had a lot of information on it that we were really concerned about. One of them was the fact that it had our BBB seal. Only accredited businesses can carry our seal, and they are definitely not accredited. But they also carry the State of Florida seal and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau seal.
The consumer, who's not being identified, was sent a document to complete in order to receive her loan. It was poorly written and indicated that the BBB had regulation over the company and the right to increase or decrease the loan amount. The website has been taken down, but not before some screenshots were grabbed.
We compared it with another legitimate site accredited through our BBB of San Francisco. They basically copied and pasted most of the information on the legitimate site onto their site.
Investigating further, the local BBB called the phone number listed on the website and was greeted by someone Ward described as having a very heavy accent.
When we asked questions like, you know, we're looking for your website, we kind of want to see if we can qualify for a loan, he did not know that the website was down. He told us that the Fort Walton Beach address wasn't where they actually were, but they did have a brick-and-mortar place in Fort Myers. We could not confirm that.
The twist in this scam, says Ward, is that once the consumer agreed to terms, the perps did not use the loan document to get money up front. They would actually be on the phone while electronically transferring the money into the Mark's account.
The concept is the same. If she had given them her banking information and they were talking on the phone, instead of them transferring money into her account, they would have been transferring money out of her account.
Protecting oneself against this different kind of swindle is a bit of a challenge online, says the BBB's Tammy Ward. Any website can be copied and pasted for illegal gain. If you do need a loan, Ward suggests shopping locally for a lender.
People that have brick-and-mortar places, look and see if there is an address and a working phone number. Due diligence, your money, you work hard for it. You don't want someone just to take it away from you, and you don't want to give them any additional help by providing them personal information before you actually make sure that they are doing the right thing for the right reasons.
The Better Business Bureau of Northwest Florida has forwarded all documents on Cashier Club to the appropriate law enforcement authorities. More information on this scam and many others is available at bbb.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.